ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ನತ್ತ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಜಯ जय मिश्रपाद परमहंस परिवजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सतसी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री प्रभुपाद अनोगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories of some devotees are glories of some devotees. All glories of some devotees are glories of glories. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Daivim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Apadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Reading from text 20, chapter 11, canto 1. Natanartaka gandharvaha sutamakadavandinaha Gayanti chottama shloka charitani adbhutani cha Please repeat. Natanartaka gandharvaha Sutamagadavandinaha Gayanti Chottama Shloka Charitani Adbhutani Cha Natanartaka Gandharvaha Sutamagadavandinaha Gayanti Chottama Shloka Charitani Adbhutani Cha Natanartaka Gandharvaha Sutamagata Vandinaha Gayanti Chottama Shloka Charitani Adbhutani Cha
Charitani Adbhutani Cha
Nata, dramatists. Nartaka, dancers. Gandharvaha, celestial singers. Suta, professional historians. Magadha, professional genealogists. Vandinaha, professional learned speakers. Gayanti, chant. Cha, respectively. Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Lord. Charitani, activities. Adbhutani, all superhuman. Cha, and translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, and learned speakers all gave their respective contributions. Being inspired by the superhuman pastimes of the Lord, thus they proceeded on and on. Purport. It appears that 5,000 years ago the society also needed the services of the dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, public speakers, etc. Dancers, singers and dramatic artists mostly hailed from the Shudra community, whereas the learned historians, genealogists and public speakers hailed from the Brahmana community. All of them belonged to a particular caste and they became so trained in their respective families. Such dramatists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists and public speakers would dwell on the subject of the Lord's superhuman activities in different ages and millenniums, and not on ordinary events. Nor were they in chronological order. All the Puranas are historical facts described only in relation with the Supreme Lord in different ages and times, as well as on different planets also. Therefore, we do not find any chronological order. The modern historians, therefore, cannot catch up the link, and thus they unauthoritatively remark that the Puranas are all imaginary stories only. Even 100 years ago in India, all dramatic performances were centered around the superhuman activities of the Supreme Lord. The common people would be verily entertained by the performances of dramas and yatra parties played wonderfully on the superhuman activities of the Lord, and thus even the illiterate agriculturist would be a participant in the knowledge of Vedic literature despite a considerable lack of academic qualifications. Therefore, expert players in drama, dancers, singers, speakers, etc. are required for the spiritual enlightenment of the common man. The genealogists would give account completely of the descendants of a particular family. Even at the present moment, the guides in the pilgrimage sites of India submit a complete account of genealogical tables before a newcomer. This wonderful act sometimes attracts more customers to receive such important information. Om Tatsat. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Yadvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Krishna, Jai Padaya, Swami Tanamani. Hare Krishna, not doing great health, so hope to be heard well enough. This is arrival of Lord Krishna in Dwaraka and the reception that is being awarded to him. We must know that Dwaraka is Krishna's own creation, his own place. And it is like coming back home. Of course, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything belongs to him. Everything comes from him. Everything goes back to him, etc. But he is coming to his place. All the Yadavas are there. All his family members are there. It's filled with his family members. So after the Mahabharata war and all these wonderful happenings, after victoriously reinstating the Pandavas, establishing Dharma, Krishna is returning to Dwaraka. So it is a momentous occasion. And all the people in Dwaraka are very happy to, after a long time, physically see Krishna. Of course, they were all taking part in the war too. Still, they welcome Krishna in his own field, in his own home, in his own terrain. You see, Dwaraka, as you recollect, is an amazing city. Dwaraka was built by Vishwakarma. And there is a wonderful description of Dwaraka. It is mentioned that it is even greater than Amaravati, Indra's city. It is so beautiful looking. And it was guarded on all sides, fortress, natural mountain. Nobody can attack. Very difficult to attack. Because Krishna was repeatedly attacked by lots of envious people. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jarasandha attacked him 17 times. 17 times Krishna drove him back. And on the 18th time, Krishna decided to just leave the battlefield. That's when he went and established Dwaraka, a place for myself and for my people, who will not be attacked repeatedly. So Dwaraka, the beautiful city, was established. And all Krishna's queens, his sons, his grandchildren, everybody was there in Dwaraka. That's why, by the Lord's will, when Krishna left this planet, Dwaraka got submerged in the sea, so that nobody can see it anymore. But today, they have done archaeological expeditions and unearthed and seen that this place called Dwaraka existed. Some people describe that it was out in the sea, floated around. Some people give a different description. So, this is Krishna's city. That's where he stayed with Rukmini and all the other princes. And he fathered many children. And that's where he met many great personalities. Dwaraka is also the place where Satrajit, he came there and showed off his Shamantakamani. Dwaraka is also the place where he was attacked by King Salva in modernistic attack with sort of nuclear weapons and spaceships. He attacked the place. And it is mentioned Dwaraka also was equipped very much with modern weaponry and lots of big army units could be situated and ward off the attack. One may wonder, even when Krishna comes to the earth, to this planet, to benedict everybody, he gets attacked by the people in this world. And he has to protect himself. he has to protect, apart from protecting dharma and protecting those people who are following dharma, he has to protect himself. And that is why you see this arrangement made in Dwaraka. So it's a dear city to Krishna. In Dwaraka is a place where he took all his ministers together and made wonderful decisions. He had his own council of ministers, and he had this amazing courthouse, council house. It was called Sudharma. And it is mentioned that anybody who entered Sudharma had long life, no death. Like that, many extraordinary things in Dwaraka. So Krishna was coming back to Dwaraka. And here is a description, coming back home, is a description throughout how people were very happy, and there were dramatists showing drama, dancers dancing, singers singing, everything in great jubilation, in great happiness, welcoming Krishna, showing the Lord that we are very happy to see you back again, to be with you again. Reception means normally you pay respect and honor to a person and you receive him back or give reception to him the time he comes and visits your place. So this is normally accorded to people of stature, some position, so you give them a reception. You're welcome. And out of honor and respect, this is culture. This is Vedic culture, is to respect the person who is coming. In India, that is one way of telling the person that we are very happy that you have come, and we give necessary respect to him. This is reception. At least a person should say some nice positive words and he should welcome the person. You see? So nowadays in the modern society, it's very difficult to welcome people. Especially unexpected guests come. It is Sunday and whole week you have been working and so busy. And you want some private time for yourself. And you're thinking, wow, I was with my family members, now I ate. Now I'll go and take some rest, then I will do this, and then I will go with my husband outside here, or I'll take my wife out here, or I'll take my children here, I'll spend some time like this. And at that time, you have an unexpected guest. Hello, I thought I will visit you. The door opens, and you have a guest who is not wanted at all at this time, who has come, who is going to share your food and your place and sit there the whole. I plan to go to catch my train in the night at 8:30, so I thought I'll come here and be with you till then. He's also very smart. He doesn't want to take a hotel room outside. It costs money. And he tells you that also. Outside it'll cost me so much money, so I thought I'll stay with you openly. And sometimes nowadays people feel it's time for me to say no. I'm very sorry, I'm leaving just now, I'm on my way out. All of us are going together to attend a marriage and all that. No problem, I'll come for the marriage. No. It's difficult. In this way, there is a whole, in modern life, you have all these things happening. In other words, what to speak of a reception? We want you to get out from here. We're just not interested in having you here. You see? So, quite often people, even if you have an appointment or you want somebody to meet, you tell them very specifically, from this time to this time I'm available. And if they say, they'll meet in your house, they'll say, no, I'll come to your house. Because if you come to my house, you may not get out at the right time. So I will come to your place and I will speak what is necessary and get away and look after my business. Some people don't want anybody to come to their house. Whatever you want, I will come to your place and do, but don't come to my house. I don't want to receive anybody in my house. This is Kali Yuga. Kaliyuga Vedic culture being practiced. I don't want you. I am not happy to see you intrude upon my time and my privacy. This is because the way we live in the modern world, we don't have time for ourselves. We live so foolishly that we have no time for ourselves, for our own personal dealings, relationships, and living in a community, talking to people or discussing things once in a while. These are signs of an advanced society where they have time to relate personally with each other. That is the meaning of a family. That is the meaning of a community. So when they don't have time to do that, then the purpose and value of life becomes questionable. If you don't have time to do the things which make you a human being, then how can you continue to do the things that you're doing? Humanity, humaneness is stolen away. We get ourselves so busy that we cannot relate, sit down, discuss, talk to people, socially relate. That's why you will see in the Bhagavatam, life is full of these things only. Reception, eating, some samskara, some wedding, some visit to somebody's house. All the time people do these things only. If you read Nanda Maharaja's this thing, you will see all the time that he is doing these type of things only. Oh, big ceremony is happening, the daughter's ears are getting poked. That is a big samskara. Everybody in the town comes there. Everybody speaks to the child. Everybody takes the child. Everybody congratulates the parents. They all get together. They talk to each other. La, 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 eat prasadam. Glorify the Lord. Do kirtan, bhajan, go back. And they are waiting for the next occasion. Next occasion they go. Every day there is something happening. Life is filled with these things only. Sometimes people wonder, what you guys are wasting time doing these type of things? What to speak of, you know, public holidays when they, you know, people from the West see our calendar, Indian calendar. That Jayanti, this, that thing, this thing. Our calendar is filled with so many instances. And they criticize and say that, you guys, what are you doing? You know, you don't sit and work. That's why you are a third world country. And you don't progress properly in this thing. But the fact is that we have a lot of fun. We don't care that we are third world or this. All we know is we are having fun. You can call anything you want. But nowadays, people are more emulating the Western system. And they sacrifice all these gatherings and other type of things. And try to remain very work-oriented. Then they talk about work-life balance and all that. You have to go and speak to them about work-life balance. Simply follow your tradition. Automatically there is balance. There is no work, there is only life. And there is no balance required. By the holy work, tasmapi Krishna, Shankaracharya is saying, karma api ekam tasya devasya seva. Only work is to serve Krishna. If you do that, you have plenty of time to do everything else. So here when we see reception being accorded to Krishna, then we can see that how life was. And it is not only for Krishna, for everybody who is elderly, who is got a position and who is... Everybody is received well. Even an ordinary person is received well. When Sudama came to Krishna's house, how did Krishna receive Sudama? He was just a very poor Brahmana. How majestically he received Sudama. So people had all the time in the world and a very expansive heart and good feelings to express and live in society very dynamically, full of rich emotions and relationships. This is what we can reflect here. Krishna is accepting all these things. He's not telling, excuse me, I don't have time, I got to go, I'm the king, I got to go to the court and, you know, so many problems to be addressed, can you quickly finish your dramatization? And he is accepting, reciprocating, and very nicely enjoying and vibrating with the situation. You can see in the previous shloka, I think it is mentioned, even prostitutes, they were dancing. Dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, everybody were showing their art. Prabhupada mentions here they are all Shudras. Expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers are all Shudras. Whereas historians, genealogists, public speakers were all Brahmanas. And all of them were simultaneously engaged in glorifying the Lord. There was no difference. Nowadays, more of the Shudra type of thing is, you know, glorified. So although you may be in a Brahmana community born up, you will be seeing that my daughter is a singer. Why? Because people all recognize if you are a singer only. Who is going to recognize if she is, you know, a Brahminical girl, you know, married to somebody and doing household chores and, you know, doing a little singing inside her house. Now, it is more culture and whether it is culture or not, I don't know. It is more a practice. You are born in a Brahmana family, but you are a very good singer. Therefore, in a public, you sing. And you don't get married because once you get married, you cannot sing anymore. This is what you can see many places. Brahmana girl, promoted by the parents, you become a singer. And maybe even a film actress if necessary. Whatever it takes, forget everything. Just become famous. Just become recognized and well known. Doesn't matter culture, that thing, this thing or anything. My daughter is a dancer, my daughter is a singer, my daughter is so and so. And if she is a little too good, then better she not marry at all. But since she has to get married sometimes, I teach her little dance in this thing. Because we know she will not be too good in dancing and singing. But just teaching her so that she can tell she is a dancer, she is a singer. And she can get married more easily. In this way, they utilize all these things, Shudra qualification, for promoting themselves. But actually, everything that we know, whether it is Shudra or it is Brahmana, is meant for glorifying the Lord. That's what we can learn from here. Whatever talent you may have, if it is used in the service of Krishna, then that is glorious. Irrespective of whether you are Shudra or Brahmana, doesn't matter. So, Prabhupada formed the same society. What you can see on the field, in the ground, in Dwaraka, people are welcoming Krishna. There are prostitutes, there are dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, speakers, brahmanas, everybody. They are all together sitting and welcoming Krishna. Krishna is the center. Everybody is offering themselves according to their own capacity, according to their own varna and ashrama. They are offering themselves glorifying the Lord. That is most important. That is the goal of life. So, kibha vipra kibhanyasi shudrakyena noi jai krishna tatva vetasai guru hoi. It does not matter what is your varna, what is your ashrama, whether you are shudra or not. But if you learn to glorify Krishna, if you learn to satisfy Krishna, if you become a devotee of Krishna, then you are glorious. Because Krishna will notice you. The world may not notice you, but Krishna will notice you. The world would notice you if you are a very good half-naked dancer dancing on the stage. They will notice you and take pictures of you and make photographs of you. But Krishna will never notice you. But if you use your dancing for Krishna only exclusively, use your singing for glorifying Krishna only exclusively, not really bother about the rest of the world, then Krishna notices you. And even if you did not know dancing and singing, if you render simple, sincere devotional service, with whatever you can do, Krishna notices you. Why only notice you? He even comes to help you. Because you have taken that vow of rendering service according to Guru's order. This is the power of devotion. That is being highlighted here. All Vedic cultural activities are meant to glorify the Lord and awaken devotion to the Lord. That is why Prabhupada so beautifully described his movement as a cultural movement for re-spiritualization of human society. Very poignant statement. And when he says cultural movement, not being only a Hindu. You know, nowadays Hindu means, people don't know what it means. Anything apart from Christian or Muslim is Hindu. If you're not Christian, if you're not Muslim, the rest is Hindu. You could be anything. Practice any philosophy, have any type of ritual. Everything goes in the name of Hindu, which is not true. Vedic culture is culture of worshipping Vishnu. Vishnu in the center. Varnashrama acharyavata purushena pamapuman Vishnu raradhyate. Vishnu aradhana. That is what is Vedic culture. All the scriptures point towards that. And if that is done, then you can say you are a progressive human being. At least you must follow Varnashrama to be a human being. If you want to be called a human, you should follow Varnashrama. The rest are all not even human beings. They are lower than human beings. Varnashrama means you have some culture, respect, honor. Varnashrama, you have a whole hierarchy. There is sannyasi, vanaprastha, you know, grahastha, brahmachari. Then there is other forms. Brahmana, Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya. All these things, they are meant to classify people, and they, each one of them is supposed to render service to the Lord according to his position. All these things is what makes a person a human being. Civilization, civilized human being, means one who forms Varnashrama, follows the Varnashrama. So you can see in present day society, there is no chance of anybody following Varnashrama. They are so low. That is why there is only one religion, Harijan, and that is those who chant Hare Krishna. It is the fifth religion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The principle is we use everything to glorify Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna. So you may be in any part of society, does not matter. That will give you perfection. That will give you perfection. That is why Prabhupada instituted the chanting of the holy names for anybody in the whole world. He encouraged people, with whatever talent you have, you use it to glorify Krishna. Offer it as a service to Krishna. This is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The same thing is happening on the floor of Dwaraka. All sorts of people are getting together and glorifying Krishna. That same purpose is met. So in Prabhupada's movement, you find amazing persons with all sorts of talent become attracted to Krishna, use their talent for glorifying Krishna. So that is what is encouraged here. So this idea of culture, very important. Receiving, having time to do these things. Receiving a person according to the Vedic culture, you know, respecting him, honoring him, and getting his blessings, pleasing him, getting his blessings. This is very important. So Prabhupada, he, in his diary, in Jaladuta diary, in his initial days in New York, Boston, Pennsylvania, all these places, he writes in his diary that today I have been invited to the dance program of Bala Saraswati. And I went. Prabhupada has gone. He's 70 plus years sannyasi. He goes to attend the dance program of Bala Saraswati. And then he comes back and he's writing this and saying, I plan to conquer through cultural programs like this and establish Krishna consciousness. He writes that. That cultural aspect. Using dance, drama, art, everything to bring people together and appreciate Krishna. And in this way, bring Krishna consciousness is very important. Sometimes our ISKCON devotees, they use, Prabhupada said that, and they stop with the culture and art and drama. They don't know how to utilize it for promoting Krishna consciousness. They get carried away by that. They don't do anything more than just call all sorts of singers, dancers, they come on the ISKCON stage and perform, have a good time and go away. And there is nothing mentioned about Krishna. There is no conclusion, there is no request. And sometimes people pay less importance to a sadhu speaking. Some Janmashtami program, they don't want, you know, they say, Maharaj, please 15 minutes only, because there's a dance program after that. I remember in some place, I said, why don't I talk, you just have the dance program. No, because you are there. No, it's okay, I like to watch the dance program. Sometimes they say this. They say, no Maharaj, I'm sorry. You can take half an hour. You have to tell them sometimes, this is not the way to do it. You should make them hear about Krishna, make them chant the holy name, and be able to use the cultural program to point towards this. Otherwise, it's a total loss. You give a chance to people, they all want to have a fun time forgetting Krishna. That's what everybody wants. Have entertainment, have this thing, and in the name of Krishna consciousness, eat a lot of prasadam and forget Krishna. That's what you'll do. You'll have a fun time. But it's our duty as preachers to utilize culture to get the end of Krishna consciousness. People don't like it, but you put it in there. You put it in there. Make people hear about Krishna. Right? So sometimes when it is, the situation is such that people don't understand it, then we should not do a cultural program. We should put our own cultural program. Otherwise you don't get benefit. You see? Better to have 10 people affected by Krishna consciousness through your Krishna consciousness than have 100 people enjoying your dance program and going away without any Krishna consciousness. So how to use culture is an art. How to use culture so that you get a Krishna conscious benefit. It's not so easy. It's not so easy. I remember that first time, I don't want to mention the name of the person. First time we had Rath Yatra, we called a very popular singer. And I was doing it for the first time, so I wanted to call. So many other seasoned devotees in ISKCON warned me and said, you have to be careful, they told me. I did not understand. I just called him, so-and-so, great singer, who has sung all sorts of songs, everything. Then I thought we should give him a very good time because he sings Krishna bhajans. And he's a devotee from Bombay. And he is great. So I went to our executive committee, Rath Yatra, and organized a staying place for him in this big group, Lakshmi Mills, their guest house. Wonderful guest house. He came with one lady who is a compeer and another man who is something. That's all. And he would play the harmonium and we paid him his air ticket and we're supposed to give him money and all that. And we were treating him like great, this thing. On the other side, our sannyasis and our Guru Maharaj and everybody had come, Banu Maharaj and some other people. And while we were discussing, generally the committee members were saying, first you should do the music program. And then your Swamiji can speak in the end. Because people will go away otherwise. Without seeing the entertainment. And I was thinking, no, they first speak, no? That's what we are supposed to hear. It was very difficult for me to convince them. Finally, I had to convince them. And they were angry with me. Because they don't understand what is Krishna consciousness. And then, while speaking, I am told, tell Swamiji to finish fast. I said, get lost. I am not going to tell anything. Like that. And then finally, Swamiji finishes. He announces that anybody wants to see me, I am sitting on the side. Then I was telling, it will be a disturbance to the program if you sit on the side. He doesn't say anything. He just goes and sits on the side in a pandal. And a crowd of people go to see him. Then the other people are all, it's very disturbing and he is going to sing and all that. And then he starts singing, and all that. And everybody, wah, 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 all these people are very thrilled there. But there's another group of people going and taking Swamiji's darshan, ashirvad and everything going on. Guru Maharaj was purposely sitting like that there. And then later he told me, it is not at all nice to call a prominent singer and expect that Krishna consciousness can be preached. He gave a little message. The program is good, but it's not good, this thing. You're lost. Later, I heard from, I went back to the Lakshmi Mills to this thing to see him off, but he had already left by flight. Then I incidentally asked, what did you know, they, you looked after them, they ate everything and all that. Yes, yes, yes. Everything in the register. I said, show the register, I want to see what they ate. It was a very posh place. They ate every day chicken, mutton, rum, this brandy or whiskey, asked them to bring it from the, this thing. They have done all these things and they were drunk when they were singing. It completely sank my heart. I said, I thought you could play great devotees. Then I knew that definitely this such a type of a person who eats meat and drinks and sings Krishna, Krishna, it's not going to have any effect. It was a shocking revelation to me that this is not the way to do cultural re-socialization. You see, so many times we think these people are going to be culturally useful. They are not. This is why Prabhupada saying, singers and dancers are Shudras. It's a Shudra tendency. They have to drink. And then I heard that he has run away with his lady who is the husband of his tabla player. I mean, who is the wife of his tabla player. And he has run and come away. Added to all that, I thought, oh my gosh, what a half-baked. But the public thinks, beautiful program you had, wonderful. You had very good program. And everybody is congratulating you. And I started thinking, it is so easy in this world to, you know, do something and get recognition, but actually it is not at all useful. See, so sometimes we may do cultural aspects, but if you don't get the benefit, then it is a waste. It's an eyewash. Money, time, energy. And all these famous cultural people are very, very interested in utilizing our podium, our venue, to promote themselves. They don't want to promote Krishna. We want to promote Krishna and we want to use you to promote Krishna. They'll say yes, yes, and they'll come there and promote themselves. Come there and promote themselves. And they don't want to hear you talk about Krishna. If you speak about Krishna, they don't like it. This is a constant problem we have whenever we have a cultural program to promote Krishna consciousness. It lands up being a cultural program, full stop, for the benefit of everybody who comes from outside. It requires genius and intelligence to force them to, through cultural program, hear you and make them chant Hare Krishna. You see? So that's a challenge. But these challenges were not there in the past because they didn't have any other, you know, intention than to glorify Krishna. No idea of so much of sense gratification utilizing these things. So, even if we have a talent, are we utilizing it to have our own deep personal sense gratification and externally promoting it as a glorification of Krishna? Or are we completely using it in the service of the Lord? You see, that's why you will find in the Vaishnava tradition, even when somebody was asked to, glorify the king, normally the king is glorified. That great Alwar, he said, no, I won't. My glorification is only meant for the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Narayana. Can't make any poetry, anything for you. And he was banned. And the Lord went with him. What is that place? Sonnavanna Pirumal. Oh, what is it? I remember his son was wonderful, you know, expert philosopher plus poet plus everything. And the king calls him and tells the father, tell your son to make a glory poetry on me. And the son says, I won't. Why? My thing is only meant for glorifying Vishnu. I cannot do for the king. Then he said, if you don't, I will ban you. So that's okay with me. Then he was banned, means he was sent out of the kingdom. So before going, he went to Vishnu, the great temple there. And he went and prayed and said, the king has told me to get out, so I'm going. So the Lord got up, it is mentioned, said, he has told, I'm also coming with you. And it's mentioned that he folded his Anantasesh, put under the armpit. His mat. He folded Anantasesh, put under his armpit and went along, and three of them left the place, talking with each other. The Lord went, he left the place. And they were talking, and they walked and they left the place. And that whole kingdom became afflicted by famine, drought, and solid problems. And the king was advised to go and call back that person. Then only the Lord will come back. The Lord has also gone. Temple is empty. So how will there be prosperity? So he was gone. He was called back. And then the king offered obeisances. I made a very big mistake. And because he is coming, the Lord said, I'll also come back with you. And he came back and slept in the temple again. Put his Ananta Seja and slept again. Temple. See, where you don't, cannot, where there is devotion, there is culture. It is not that wherever there is culture, there is devotion. It's not that wherever there is culture, there is devotion. Really, culture should bring about devotion. That's the real meaning of culture. When there is culture devoid of devotion, it is not culture anymore. Simply enjoying dance, drama, everything for the sake of enjoyment, it's not that you are very cultured. This is what is Hindu society. Come to India and they'll show one dance and one temple and one chakram and this thing. That is not India. India is show Perumal temple. That's what you should say. Come to India, see the Lord. See the Lord. And Prabhupada is speaking about guide in the temple and all. No? Those days they were telling like what Prabhupada is saying. Nowadays it's completely different. What the guide tells you. Go to Padmanabha Swami temple, you see the guide. Government hired guides are there. You know how they introduce the foreigners? It's so funny and so horrible. Earlier when I was president in temple in Trivandrum, I used to go and I said, what nonsense are you telling him? It is completely wrong. And he will say, shut up. That is the way they have to be told. Otherwise they will not come here. And they don't understand anyway, what does it matter? They are foreigners. He is telling. And he is showing Hanuman and saying, sleeping Swami, Padmanabha Swami, sleeping Swami, sleeping God, flying God. See, he's flying. And that foreigner is writing, flying God, sleeping God. He's wondering, what is this? Taking mountain, flying God, sleeping God. See, sleeping on snake, sleeping God. Like that he's telling. I said, why didn't you tell him is Narayana, Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead? That and all, if you say, they will not understand. But the man has come all the way to understand this only. But you want to be culturally very perfect and not spiritually and religiously. That's what you are thinking in your head. But that person is willing to listen. And because you don't say this thing, that's why Prabhupada had to go all the way from here there to tell them that. Spoiled the whole of India. And then, you know, in the corridor there are statues of women like this, holding under each pillar. They look like naked women, you know, with holding. And in the night you will see they'll all get lit up very beautifully in the toon and all that. And the Lord goes on Siveli around. Nowadays they don't do that. Then he's taking them around the corridor and saying, night time naked women catching fire. he's telling. That means lamp will be lit. Completely nonsense. Just he's trying to sound very interesting. Night time naked women catching fire. He's telling. And she's laughing. Those people are laughing. How? The lamp will be lit. Like that. This is the guide. This person has come all the way, spending thousands of dollars, and come all the way to see India and culture in India. And this person is the guy introducing India to them. And then they give him a tip. Some dollars, something he'll take and put it in his pocket. You see, this is how our country is completely spoiled. What Prabhupada has done, he left the country, went all the way to the west and said, all those guys are telling wrong. This is the right thing I'm telling you. And he established Krishna consciousness, set it up, wrote books. And otherwise it will never happen. Such a great contribution Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has done. He has brought to focus exactly what is culture, Vedic culture. What you should do, what should you aspire for life. How great and wonderful it is, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. How you can establish a relationship with God, who He is. Amazing contribution. Amazing. Only a pure devotee of the Lord has so much love for the Lord, and people can do that. So therefore, culture without God consciousness is actually useless. And that's what Hinduism is nowadays. Hinduism means some dance and some wheel of a chariot. That's what they show. India, come to India. They'll show a tender coconut. These are all the things they show. This is the culture. Culture means tender coconut and some monkey, some lion and dance. This is what is India, they are telling you. This is not India. This is there in Sri Lanka also, Ravana's place. This is there in all sorts of places. This is not India. India means you should learn about Vishnu. You should learn about how to be a devotee. India is not even yoga, the way people have understood yoga. India is bhakti yoga. See, there are all these things only Prabhupada very wonderfully mentioned. So these are some of the things that we can keep in mind. How Srila Prabhupada has given pure unadulterated Krishna consciousness, pure unadulterated Vedic culture to the whole world. It's our duty to preach pure devotional service, make people understand. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitya Gaur Premanande.